Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. I want to speak to you today about times of refreshing. Could you use some refreshing in your soul and spirit right about now? Well, I want to share some wonderful scriptures with you. One of my favorite scriptures, I've always loved the book of Isaiah, but one of the most exquisite revealings of the heart of God is found in chapter 40. And the Lord is speaking through His prophet, and He says, comfort ye my people, saith your God. Isn't it precious to think that God is interested in our well-being, in our comfort, and in our security? He wants us to be comforted in what He has done because He loves us so much. Verse 2 goes on to say, speak ye comfortably to Jerusalem, and cry unto her that her warfare is accomplished, that her iniquity is pardoned. For she hath received of the Lord's hand double for all her sins. Let me share a couple other versions of that particular verse with you. It gives a little more clarity. Speak ye comfortably to Jerusalem, cry unto her that her warfare is accomplished, that that accepted is her punishment, that she hath received at the hand of Yahweh according to the full measure of all her sins. And the Moffat translation says that her, speaking of Jerusalem, that her hard days are ended. Hallelujah. Her guilt paid off, that she has received from the Eternal's hand full punishment for all her sins. Praise God. Aren't you glad for what God has done for us? Praise the Lord. Let me go on. Verse 3. The voice of him that crieth in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be exalted, and every mountain and hill shall be made low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough places plain, and the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it. Verse 8, the grass withereth, the flower fadeth, but the word of our God shall stand forever. O Zion, that bringest good tidings, get thee up into the high mountain. Oh, the Lord is talking to each and every one of us. He's talking to us. We are Zion. We are His people. He's telling us to go up into the high mountain, into the things of God, into the spiritual realm, not to be bound with the carnality and the fleshly concerns of this life, but to fix our gaze, to fix our eyes upon the heights of Zion. O Jerusalem, that bringest good tidings, lift up thy voice with strength. Lift it up, be not afraid, and say unto the cities of Judah, behold your God. Hallelujah. God is calling us, I feel, in such a special way, such a timeliness to this passage of Scripture, that He's telling us to get up, that we have good tidings. We have experienced His salvation, and He wants us to move on into the higher things of God, into the deeper things of God, to move, to determine to move on from our present condition, to move on to higher ground, and that also we're to lift up our voice with strength and not to be afraid, and to declare to the cities of Judah, behold your God. I love that the verse in Psalms that says, we shall not die, or I shall not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord. God wants us to declare His mighty works. Oh, beloved, something powerful is happening in the realm of the Spirit. God is doing a new thing. He's never static. He never is stagnant. He is revealing His holy arm to the world. It will be seen in every nation before this thing all wraps up. And all flesh, as the prophet said, is going to see it together. Oh, don't you feel something within your own heart? Your inner man feels it. The hidden man of the heart, your spirit man, is stirring in fresh anticipation. Isaiah 28, 9 and 10 says, "Whom shall he teach knowledge, and whom shall he make to understand doctrine? Them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breast. For precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line and line upon line, here a little and there a little." Praise God. This work that the Spirit of the Lord is doing, He said He would pour out in the latter days through His prophet Joel, pour out His Spirit upon all flesh. Hallelujah. And He's promised more than that. In that second chapter of Joel, the 25th verse, the word says, "I will restore to you that the years the locust hath eaten, the cankerworm and the caterpillar and the palmer were my great army which I sent among you." Hallelujah. So restoration is promised. And beloved, as we look in the New Testament in Acts the 3rd chapter, verse 19, a powerful scripture which says, "Repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord." I don't know about you, but at this point, at this time in my life, I have determined that to turn from anything that would hinder my spiritual walk in God. Anything, any sin, known, unknown. As Acts says, repent and be converted. Converted, that your sins, he's talking to the church, he's not talking to sinners here, when times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. The Lord is breathing a refreshing by His Spirit. I can feel it in the heavenlies. He is breathing upon those who need to be revived. And we're going to see and hear the things of God in His anointing that will unlock God's Word and His promises in our lives. Oh, there's a hunger. There's a hunger deep within the heart of man. There's an unprecedented hunger in the hearts of God's people from coast to coast around the world. People are tired of religion, of lifeless and powerless preaching. And God is setting a table for whomsoever will, they may come and feast on the meat of the Word. People are ready to hear, to come and feast on the Word of truth being revealed in these end days. One of the greatest needs in our today is for Holy Ghost anointed preachers of the Scriptures, men and women who will faithfully proclaim His delivering Word. And He is anointing the members of His body as able ministers of the gospel of reconciliation. We need to give the words of life to those who sit in the region of the shadow of death. And His God's people, the sheep, need more than clever slogans and cutesy programs. The sheep need to be fed the meat of the Word. In Ephesians, the first chapter, the Lord Himself will open up the eyes and ears of our understanding. If it's put this way in that 14th verse, the 18th verse, that the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know the hope of His calling and what the riches of the glory of His inheritance in the saints. Hallelujah. God, by the Spirit of revelation, will do this to open up our spiritual sight. And Ezekiel 34, verses 11 through 6, this is precious. This is what the sovereign Lord says. "I myself will search for my sheep and look after them, as a shepherd looks after his scattered flock when he is with them. So will I look after my sheep. I will rescue them from all the places where they were scattered on the day of clouds and darkness." I will bring them out from the nations and gather them from the countries, and I will bring them into their own land. I will pasture them on the mountains of Israel, in the ravines, and in all the settlements in the land. I will tend them in a good pasture, and the mountain heights of Israel will be their grazing land, and there they will feed in a rich pasture on the mountains of Israel. I myself will tend my sheep and have them lie down, declares the Sovereign Lord. I will search for the lost and bring back the strays. I will bind up the injured and strengthen the weak. But the sleek and the strong will I destroy. I will shepherd the flock with justice. Hallelujah. This is his job. He is the good shepherd, and he is looking for those who are lost. He's looking for the strays. He wants to bind up the injured and strengthen the weak. It says he will carry the lambs on his shoulder. Whatever your need is today, as you're listening to my voice, there is the good shepherd who's reaching out to you right now. And as you will lay your burdens at his feet, as you cast your cares upon him, he will cause you to feed in his green pastures and cause you to lie down beside still waters. Father, in Jesus' name, O great shepherd of our soul, Lord, I ask for you to touch those who need a refreshing. Lord, you are dwell in the high and the holy place, but with him also is of a contrite heart and a humble spirit, to revive the heart of the humble and the contrite ones. And Lord, we like sheep have all gone astray, but we thank you, Lord, that your shepherd's crook has brought us back, and you have washed us from our iniquity. The precious blood of Jesus cleanses from all unrighteousness. We thank you for this work, Lord. Thank you for that refreshing. And Lord, with new grace and new strength to move on into the high heights of your Zion, where you're calling us, Lord. We thank you for it, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. Well, it's a joy to minister to you, and I invite you, if you're able, tomorrow to tune in at this same time. The announcer is going to give you our mailing address, and whatever your needs are, know that this ministry has been raised up by the Lord to minister as a partner in prayer for over 42 years now. So I invite you to write. You'll get a personal answer and my personal prayers. Thank you for your prayer support. Till tomorrow, this is Sister Glass. And may God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh.